Item number three is the professional services contracts recommendation.
So, Michael.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, having reviewed these, most of the hospital contracts before you represent essentially 6 month agreements, getting us through our targeted closure dates. I don't know how to say this other than to say sort of arbitrarily picked June 1st as sort of our target because we are not exactly sure when we will fully close, but these are all supportive services that we require us or we're required to have to maintain the hospital. If you look at the first contract is evaluation research services. This is our grant lifecycle management and application service. This is an effort mostly led by Therese Fellner, and I don't think it's a secret how many grants we've secured and how amazing our grant funding has really been over the last few years. So this is funding to continue that relationship. And really the others I think are familiar as well. So I guess I would just step back here and say, are there any questions about specific contracts or issues?
Hello?
Hello? Yep.
This is Mary Eubauer. I cannot find the link into the meeting.
We can hear you, Mary. It is in the agenda.
I know it's in the agenda, but I can't find... It's normally in the meeting notice, and the agenda is in the meeting notice, and then you click to join the meeting, and I can't find the meeting notice.
Jody, can you email that to Mary right away?
I'm emailing it now.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I move approval of these contracts.
Do we have a second? Dr. Lerman?
Second.
Okay. Discussion? I have only one point, and that is at some point, we probably want to nail down the savings that comes with the closure of the hospital. And I know it's been rather theoretical. It was deliberately theoretical in the budget projection because everybody, you didn't know, and you don't know what you don't know. But as we get closer to the closure, we're going to know what we don't know. And so what is that savings? We need to be responsible to the community. We've sold this as a savings initiative, a big one, freeing resources for community services. And so somebody's going to ask, what is that number? And so... Hopefully.
Mr. Chairman, I see Mr. Fortman is stepping in, but I just want to jump in and say, look, that we anticipate, yes, that long term there will be some savings, but in the short term, actually closing the hospital is going to be quite expensive for us because we're operating basically in multiple spaces, and with the transition to Granite Hills, as our capacity dwindles, our costs stay the same. Thus, it's very, very expensive. I think the real achievement here is over the long run. Our contract with Granite Hills requires us only to pay for those basically beds we use, as opposed to maintaining this gigantic, outdated, and dilapidated facility. So I think Matt will give you more of the finance details. I just wanted to kind of make sure that there won't be a ton of savings, and probably for some time, because of the cost of the transition and the expansions of some of the support services required to maintain the relationships both with the Mental Health Emergency Center and with Granite Hills. So I guess Matt, you're the finance guy on this, so I'll let you answer.
Sure,
more.
Yeah, thank you, Administrator Lapham. I think that was well said. Multiple things going on here. First of all, with the Mental Health Emergency Center, right now the current pro forma anticipates the Milwaukee County contribution to be similar to the cost of operating the Psychiatric Crisis Services emergency room in its current state. Of course, we're in numerous conversations with DHS on enhanced reimbursement. So I think worst case scenario, we're going to see no savings. Best case scenario, it may be up to several million a year. But we're, as Administrator Lapin mentioned, going to need to get through this initial hump, the overlap period, and really let the Mental Health Emergency Center settle into its own. Similarly, on the inpatient side, our risk profile is really changing. Right now, we're operating the facility. We have a lot of fixed costs, but we also have a fixed number of beds. In Granite Hills, there's a situation where maybe we're only funding 10 beds at any given time, and that's going to result in a savings. But it could be a situation where maybe regulations and rules change, and suddenly many consumers in Wisconsin lose their insurance status or something like that. Then they're going to become Milwaukee County liability, and it could potentially be more costly for us long term on just an operational basis. Of course, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that it will be both good for our finances and good for our consumers long term. What Mike mentioned is that the real most tangible financial benefit is the $40 million or so dollars in deferred maintenance at the mental health complex that, though we've spent several million in the last couple of years just to maintain compliance status, we're not going to have to replace our entire HVAC unit, our I don't know what the number is, several million square foot of roof that the building has, and all these other big ticket items that are still on the building from when it was constructed in 1978. So we can certainly sharpen our pencils and get a more accurate number to you, but it's probably going to be after that, after closure, and after we kind of get to an equilibrium in the new care delivery setting.
You know, in that environment, you mentioned a couple of things. What is the status of the enhanced reimbursement rates for the emergency center? And then what is the status of basically the teardown of the current facility on the grounds, on the medical complex grounds?
Yeah, so the first question, the enhanced reimbursement, we're looking at two different lanes. We've been working with the state on 85% of cost reimbursement on the facility side for the psychiatric emergency room, similar to what we already get on the inpatient side. It seems like that's a relatively simple item to move forward on their end from a state plan amendment perspective. The other item is on the professional fees side. We are looking at working the work that the psychiatrists are doing in that setting into Chapter 34 reimbursement. So when a consumer who's enrolled in Medicaid, whether it be Forward Health or an HMO, presents at the Mental Health Emergency Center, the physicians will still document as they normally do. They'll provide that evaluation and management service document with a 99281 through 99285 code. And the Mental Health Emergency Center will then, on the back end, instead of billing that directly to the payer, we'll bill that to Milwaukee County. We can use that Chapter 34 crisis reimbursement lane that is now fully reimbursed by the state to draw down 100% reimbursement, or close to 100% reimbursement, whereas if we just build in that fee-for-service lane through the EAPG model, you get pennies on the dollar. So there's a lot of potential upside, but we're still working through a lot of the details with the state.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I can handle the second question. The truth is, we don't know what the teardown is. Essentially, we are tenants here at the mental health complex. The building is no longer owned by Milwaukee County, but the sales agreement allowed BHD, I want to say, a 10-year window that we would be able to operate here undisrupted. But as soon as we are no longer operating in this space, the space will be quickly decommissioned. They'll remove all the services, and basically that ends our responsibility to maintain the building. Once it's decommissioned, it turns back over to the landlord. They assume responsibility. There is a pretty well documented plan in Wauwatosa for the grounds. You can find it online, and eventually the buildings will be destroyed and the property will be redeveloped. But that is all sort of out of our hands. We essentially, as I often joke, we will just leave our keys on the desk and walk out to our future, and that'll be that.
And that future is the COG Center. Is that still the
correct? Plan? Our administrative services, and I see Deputy Director Mohammed's on the line. So if he wants to speak in, please do, David. But the idea is that our staff will be Many of our staff would be at the COGS building, and there's a pretty amazing renovation plan for that facility. I'm really creating a human services campus in that area, really close to our mental health emergency center, which is a nice synergy for us. But additionally, we will have staff at our community health centers. We're working on another space for our youth clinic that may have some extra space for staff. And so we will be as much as possible closest to the people we serve. And we're trying to maximize our synergies, putting staff together where collaboration and makes sense. Again, really trying to achieve this no wrong door approach, recognizing that our families that we serve are often entangled with all sorts of services in the community. We're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to get the help they need, and really to achieve the goal of a healthier community.
Very good. Any further comments, discussion? We have a motion, seconded. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstaining? Motion carries. Unanimous.
Mr. Chairman, committee members, committee member Neubauer.
Yes.
Did you want to record a vote for item 3, professional services contracts recommendation?
I didn't have any questions on any of them. I'll vote yes.
All right. Thank you.